Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today, we are going to tell you something about the most famous subject in the world. Have you guessed so far? You are right. It is sport. We hope this subject will be interesting and fun for you, and hopefully you will learn something new and interesting.
Sport is an activity involving physical exercise in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. Sport is really good for the human body since it helps us be in good health. It also helps us strengthen our bones and muscles.
Around the world, our country is famous for its sport success and athletes. Most of our athletes have been making amazing scores as well as winning numerous medals.
I know, we have Luka Modric.
I know about Blanka Vlašić.
I know Dražen Petrović and Davor Šuker.
Ivan Perišić too.
Dino Rađa.
Marko Livaja.
Zeninović sisters.
Toni Kukoč.
Janica Kostelić.
Petar Metličić.
Ana Matić.
Goran Ivanišević.
Ivano Balić and Ivan Rakitić.
It's okay, boys. Let's go on. Some of our students are going to tell you interesting facts about our most famous athletes.
Luka Modric, the best football player in the history of our country, the member of our national team as well as the Real Madrid player, has won Ballon d'Or in 2018. He has had other numerous accomplishments, like winning the UEFA Champions League title 6 times. He also won the silver medal in the FIFA World Cup in 2018 and the bronze medal in 2022.
Sandra Elkasevich is the best discus thrower in our country. She won 2 gold and 1 bronze medal at the Olympics. She also won 2 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze medal at the World Athletics Championship. As well, she won an amazing 7 gold medals in the European Athletics Championship.
Janica Kostelić is the best alpine ski racer in our country. She is a 4-time Olympics gold and 2-time silver medalist. In addition to the Olympics, she won 5 gold medals at the World Championships. She also won 3 gold and 1 silver medal at the Olympics in 2002. Incredible.
Dražen Petrović is our deceased basketball player. He is one of the best athletes of all time in our country. The main part of his career, he spent playing in Cibona. He set a fantastic record when he scored 112 points in one game. At the Olympics 1992, he won the second place with the national team by losing from the USA Dream Team 95-69.
Toni Kukoč is the best basketball player in the history of our country. He achieved significant success during his time with the club Jugoplastika, winning the prestigious EuroLeague 3 times in a row, from 1989 to 1991. Kukoč was awarded as the EuroLeague Final Four MVP both times. He is a 3-time NBA champion, having won championships with the Chicago Bulls in 1996, 97, and 98. He won the silver medal at the Olympics in Barcelona in 1992 with the national team. These days he has been working as a special advisor for the Chicago Bulls.
HNK Hajduk is a professional football club based in our hometown. The team has won 18 championships, 17 cups, and 6 super cups so far. Hajduk's biggest European achievements are appearances in 3 European Cup quarterfinals, 1 UEFA Cup semifinal, and 1 Cup Winners' Cup semifinal. The stadium is called Poljud. Some of the biggest stars are Marko Livaja and Ivan Rakitić. Ivan Rakitić is one of the greatest football players. He played in La Liga as well as for Sevilla FC and FC Barcelona. Marko Livaja played in Greece and Italy.
Wow, these are very interesting facts.
We have also prepared some questions for our students. Do you play any sport?
I play handball.
I train climbing.
I train volleyball.
And I train futsal.
Why did you choose that specific sport?
Just so my friends don't ask me to play football with them.
I was really bored, so I decided to sign up for rock climbing.
Who is your favorite athlete?
Well, my favorite athlete is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Which club is your favorite?
My favorite club is Hajduk. Finally, we have brought a special guest in our podcast today, a former student of our school, Nika Karabatic, who is a European Taekwondo Championship winner.
Hi, Nika. Today we have some questions for you. The first question is, when did you start doing Taekwondo?
I started Taekwondo when I was only 4 years old. Everything started because gym of one taekwondo club was near the house of my grandparents. I went on a first training and simply fell in love with this sport. I never thought to change to another one. Taekwondo was always and always be my first love.
And the second question is, when did you win your first medal or major award and how did you feel about it?
My first major medal was in 2018 when I competed at my first European Championship and won first place. It was my first European Championship, so expectation of other wasn't huge. But even though I was young and inexperienced, I was already really self-confident and I believed that I can win medal on that big tournament. I remember that I was so happy. My special memory in my mind is listening to a national anthem on the podium.
And the third and final question for you is, what does sport mean to you and what are your plans for the future?
For me, sport is the way of living. If you want to be successful, you need to set your priorities. I dedicated my life to sport because it fulfills me. I enjoy what I'm doing and I think that's the most important. Plans for the future are still big. My goals are clear and set highly. In the next 4 years, my goal is to qualify for Olympic Games in Los Angeles. But before everything, work a lot on myself, improve, and do not neglect education. Next year, I'm going to college, so I'm excited to face all challenges in that area also.
In the end, sport is very important for keeping good health and for strengthening sports spirit.
It is also responsible for making numerous friendships.
Thank you all for listening. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.